Hey, STP, welcome out to our Sunday fundamentals training. My name is Kristen, and we have a great group tonight that are going to teach you how to get out of the singles market and into the macho market. Also, I want to make sure you mark your calendar for this coming Saturday, starting at 8 a.m. Pacific. We'll be hosting our February kickoff, 16 Ways to Double Your Database. Your host for this evening is the great Aaron Fisher. Before Primerica, he was a roofer with a theology master's degree. He's since been in the investment industry for 14 years. He has two RVPs and a team of over 100 licensed agents. He's married with three kids and lives in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Give it up for Mr. Aaron Fisher.
All right. Thank you, Kristen. Appreciate that. Kickoff here Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern. You guys on the East Coast are committed to getting better. So, and then welcome Pacific Coast. You guys are, 5 o'clock. That's like dinner time around here for us. So you're committed as well. Central Mountain Time, folks, you got it easy. You really do. You got it easy with the time. But Kristen talked about getting into a macho market, getting out of a singles market, and it made me kind of jot down a note. And there's all types of markets, out there. But depending on how, what you're licensed in, can determine which market is best for you. But typically, when we mention a single market, all you single folks out there, don't worry. But it's mostly going to be an investment, license, going to work in that singles market. And so if we're talking life insurance, you saw on the advertisement the word macho, right? And so we think macho when we're thinking life insurance. And so we'll be teaching you today on how to get unstuck and into that macho market. And so if you're new and say, what is macho? Don't worry, Todd Newkirk will, I don't want to steal his thunder. He'll explain what macho is. Sometimes we talk about a five-star, five-point market, macho market, M-A-C-H-O, that's five-pointers. So if you ever hear your RVP talking about that, that's what that means if you're new. But we want to get you unstuck into a macho market and then fill your calendar, right? That's what it's all about, right? A calendar of qualified appointments. You can have a calendar of lots of unqualified appointments and wondering why you are spinning like a toilet bowl and wondering why it's not working, why you're not making money. And so I believe sometimes the best way to learn is you got to stir it up. You got to turn rocks over, and that's fine. That's one way to learn, but don't blame the system. Don't blame the business. Don't blame the market. When you say, well, it's not working, Todd's really going to cover, Doug, great job. He has a great coaching manual there tonight to share with you about macho and being in that market. And so filling up your appointment with qualified appointments. And so again, many different ways. I mean, if Kristen talks about single, I have no problem meeting single people that are 59 and a half years old and have been working and have a 401k. And we can talk about in-service distribution, and we can nerd out on retirement strategy all day long. So I don't mind the single people. I just like them old and single. I don't like them young and single, right? And but if they're young and married, kids, responsibility, that's what our macho market's all about. So our trainers tonight will be Todd Newkirk. He is out in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And then we're going to kick it up to Canada. And so where they say, hey, all the time. So Peter Galapagos, I could never say his name right, but Galapagos from Ontario, Canada. And then we're going to kick it out to sunny California. Annie Riveron will close us out. And so I'm going to, as we go through each speaker, I want you to be interactive with us tonight. Go ahead and use that Q&A. I am going to be looking for your questions tonight, and we're going to spend some time after each speaker and answering your questions. Now, if it's a question you ask, and I know that Peter or Annie may cover it, we'll definitely get it answered. I'll just tell you, hey, hang on to the next speaker, and I promise you they're going to cover that in their training. And so, we have lots and lots of tools to get in a macho and a qualified market, right? Sales Team Pro is one of those tools, right? We've got those, we got marketing events that help you get more appointments. We've got join the team. Don't forget about join the team Mondays and Thursdays. We've got intro to money, right? On Mondays and Thursdays, things that are automated that you can put people in front and $100,000 earners and above. You know, all that means is just some folks have been around for a little bit that know what they're saying, right? It can help communicate the business really, really well. That's going to help you, you know, get into those stronger markets. As long as you're putting, you know, quality people in front of us, you're going to get quality results. And so sometimes they say there is, you find the quality through the quantity. Well, that's true. But if you put quality quantity, you'll things can explode pretty fast. And so we've got a bunch of campaigns that if you're new, just you've got to dive into this tool. You've got to dive into more than just Sunday night trainings that STP provides. So many great tools that you can use. I use those that constantly help me get more appointments, more referrals. And of course, we've got a library of trainings, right? And so I think the more comfortable and competent you become, you know, you've got those recordings of Sunday nights, and then you've got everything else that gets produced STP in our library. Then you've got LFIC, Leaders for Innovation and Change. They've got videos. That's a tool you hear on STP. We talk about B-Dollar Smart. That's another tool. Having a scheduling link, I think in this day and age is powerful. Don't wait. I mean, that is something I don't think you have to wait. You got the Calendly, you got the Acuity. I think Google now, if you use Gmail, they've got for $7 a month, they'll get you on a scheduling calendar. I think that's a good investment. But I believe your greatest tool is you getting fully licensed. That is your greatest tool. What does fully licensed mean? Well, life insurance license, right? And get your Series 663 if that's required here in the United States. You know, that's a SIE 6 and 63. It's three exams. Okay, it's fine. Not impossible. But if you focus on it for a very short time, you'll knock those out. When you add those licenses, you're going to expand your market. You're going to expand all the things you can do. If your state opens up a mortgage exam, go get it. All right. If you're one of those states, go get it. Right. You can't, they just waived the income requirement as long as your security. Well, they'll be telling you that on March the 1st, they're waiving the income requirement. And as long as you have your securities license, so get your license so you can be in all different types of markets. Right. I just think it's so important that you don't wait. If you're not securities licensed, you're listening to me tonight. You got to get it done. You got to get it done. Don't waste any more time. It's that important because it's going to keep you in the right markets longer. It's going to get you the referrals that you want all the time. All right. So I want Todd to kick us off here. Again, Todd was a former engineer, right? When I usually hear that, I'm surprised he doesn't wear glasses because I figured he would just be pushing them up all the time, probably some tape, and probably they're probably broken. That's why he's not wearing them tonight. But former engineer, turned Primerican, you know, always love our backgrounds and our stories. But he started in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and then he relocated to Fort Myers, Florida. Have no clue why he wanted to come back to Indiana. But he met his wife, Sandra, in the business. All right. Always great. And helped her get to regional vice president. They've built a business in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and in Indianapolis, and relocated to Fort Wayne, Indiana. So he's a six-figure earner, has two active RVPs, one which is a ring wearer. So he knows how to teach people, you know, how to, you know, he didn't help them make the money, but he gave them the tools and put them in the right direction to how to make the money. He's got a wonderful family, two boys, 2 and a 5-year-old, and loves playing ice hockey, playing the guitar with him, and spending time with us tonight on Sales Team Pro. So Todd, thanks for joining me tonight, and I'll let you take it over.
Awesome. Aaron, thank you for those nice words, and good evening, my STP team, man. This is, I'm just so fired up and excited just to be spending some time training with you guys. I mean, teammates, we got an incredible lineup that is going to help you get in the right market and totally take your business to the next market. So I'm going to jump right in, and we're going to talk about what success in the right markets look like. So I hope you guys all got your pens and paper ready. We're going to get into this. So the first thing we got to do in understanding the right market is we need to understand that all businesses identify their target markets, okay? Not some, but all businesses understand their target markets. Look at Gatorade and Nike. Now think about this. Gatorade and Nike, they're marketing to the younger folks, right? And they're marketing to the athletes, okay? They know, they've identified and they've targeted those markets. Can you imagine what type of success would Gatorade have if they decided this year, hey, I think we're gonna stop talking to athletes and let's go into the nursing facilities, right? Now, most of you guys are laughing saying, well, that's the craziest idea. Exactly, they would go out of business within 12 months, right? But Gatorade is smart and Nike is smart. They know exactly who their market is. So if we're gonna be successful here at Primerica, we gotta understand who is our target market, okay? The second point of why it's so important to understand your market is, quite honestly, it just eliminates a whole lot of wasted time and resources. And if any of you guys have been here for a while, we all have wasted time and resources, right? All of us probably got, if you got started like me, I got started talking to my young, broke friends that didn't have $5, let alone $25 to invest in a mutual fund, okay? I spent years spinning my wheels going nowhere, okay? It's not important just to focus on moving. It's more important to make sure that we're moving forward. So we don't wanna waste any time. The third point of why it's essential to understand the market is it increases your proficiency. See guys, listen, I don't know about you, but I don't want to waste my time. I wanna invest it wisely. I have a 2 and 5 year old that requires a whole lot of energy, all right? So I ain't got a lot of energy to waste on the wrong people. And what's interesting is we all have the same number of hours in a day, in a week, in a month, in a year. My question is, are we wasting it, spending it, or are we investing it wisely? See, guys, we have a tremendous opportunity. We have incredible tools that Aaron just shared with you to help people. But we have to understand one thing. The help and the opportunity that we offer is for everyone. But understand this, not everyone wants the help nor the opportunity. And that's where we got to be okay with that, all right? Number four is it maximizes profitability, okay? It's not a bad thing to turn a profit in business, all right? I see teammates that it's like they're almost embarrassed when they make money sometimes. I'm like, no, that's a good thing, okay? If the Lord blesses you with the opportunity to make money so you can be a blessing to somebody else, take full advantage of it. See, teammates, this is a business. You need to make money to pay the business expenses. One of my mentors taught me early on in this business, before I was a vice president, he said, listen, you need to make money to stay in business until you've built a business. And I want you all to write that down. I need to make money to stay in this business until I'm big enough to build this business. So what does a right market look like? Well, listen, guys, I come from the great state of Indiana. This is a major basketball state, okay? If you look at our record, you probably wouldn't think that, but we love basketball here, okay? Okay. This is a basketball court. So there's five things that we look for, five characteristics we look for in a right market. Aaron alluded to this earlier, okay? If we're trying to help somebody with their finances from a client perspective, we're looking for five things. First, are they married? Second, are they aged 25 to 55? Do they have children? Are they a homeowner? And do they have an occupation, meaning do they have a job, okay? Those five criteria, you'll hear me resort to them as being a five-star market, okay, if they got all five. Okay. It's a very easy acronym for all of you guys to learn and teach your teammates. It spells out MACHO, married, age 22 to 55, children, homeowner, occupation. Okay. In the game of basketball, the easiest shot is called the layup. Okay. If you're not familiar with the layup, the rim is right here and I'm right next to it. And all I got to do is kind of throw the ball up a couple feet and that's a layup. It's the easiest shot in basketball. Okay. Teammates, if I'm talking to somebody that's got all five of those criteria, that's like me shooting a layup. Very easy shot. If I'm talking to somebody that's only got four of those characteristics, okay, maybe they're not necessarily married. Okay, they got four. That's like shooting a free throw, which is usually the second easiest shot in basketball. So if you see the right of my screen, all this stuff in the red, that's what we call the paint. In basketball, the easiest points come from the paint. So if you can remember that, if I'm running my business, I want to make most of my shots in the paint because that's where the highest level of success lies. Now in basketball, you have a three-pointer. So if somebody has three of those criteria, that's like shooting a three-pointer. It's a harder shot. But anything outside of that, teammates, that's really outside of the market I want to be in. A two-star is like a half-court shot. Very rarely does it ever happen. But a one-star almost never happens. Okay? So in the game of basketball, run your business the same way. I want to be in the paint. Now, on the flip side of this, guys, the same thing applies when I'm trying to recruit somebody. See, too many times we get so excited, Aaron, to bring our best friend in, but our best friend doesn't have the best characteristic. But anyways, we get so excited, and when they say no, we get depressed. So what are the five things that we're looking for? Teammates, if I'm talking to somebody about bringing them in this business, first and foremost, there has to be some credibility. And you guys will realize, I don't care if they're a one-star, five-star, 10-star. I don't care. If they have no credibility, it's almost impossible to do something with them. Okay? The second thing I'm looking for is, are they motivated? Listen, all you guys that are on tonight, you're motivated. Okay? That's what we want in the business. The unmotivated people are watching X-File reruns. Right? Or Bachelor. I don't even know if that stuff's on nowadays. I don't even know what's going on right now, but that's what they're doing. All right. The third is you got to have people skills. Listen, I like people, but as a former engineer, I don't like being the center of people. You got it? I'm the guy, if I go to the party, if you, Aaron, you come talk to me, I'll talk all night with you, but I'm going to be standing in the back holding up the wall because I'm just not like that, but I like people. The next is competitive. And teammates, let me help you understand competitiveness in this business, because too many people think it's taking out somebody else or competing with another team or competing, you know, me against Aaron. And I was never that guy. I was always internally competitive. So listen, it's okay to be competitive with yourself. It's okay to try to beat your record every year after year. It's okay to try to do a little bit better from month to month. That's that competitive drive that we're looking for. And then the last one, teammates, and this is so important, listen, you got to look for people that have a desire to make big money, not money. People that just need to pay a bill, they're not going to do what's required. People that's just looking to make a little bit of money here, they're not going to get on Sunday nights to get better. You got to attract people that are big thinkers and want big money. So teammates, just like on the client, if I'm talking to somebody that's got five of those characteristics, man, recruiting them in this business is a layup. I talk to somebody that's got four of those characteristics, it's like a free throw. Those are paint shots. That's where I want to be. Now, I don't want you guys to answer, but just answer answer to yourself, yes or no, right? All of you guys, listen, are all of you guys credible people? Are all of you guys motivated? Are all of you have somewhat good people skills? Are all of you competitive? Every single one of you, are you here to learn to make big money? And I will bet everything that all of you guys said yes. So think about this, you guys were 5 stars. How easy was it to recruit you? See, I imagine it was a slam dunk to recruit you because you were the right person. I imagine the person that recruited you barely had to talk you into it, did they? Because you were in the right market. So teammates, I want you to get this, okay? There's always exceptions to the rule, okay? But look, at the bottom, working in the right market will lead you to successful appointments. Too many times we get burnout, frustrated, broke because we're working in the wrong markets. So let me put some numbers behind this, guys. Here's what I love being a former engineer, and please take a picture of this, write this out, all right? What I love about this is you can predict your own level of success here at Primerica. Did you know that? See, for me, I wanted that, okay? I want to know if I put in this amount of time, Aaron, what am I going to get in return? Here's the success rates, teammates. If you're dealing with somebody that's a 5-star, that's like a 95% or higher success rate. That's a layup, okay? If I'm talking to a 5-star about business, it's easy. If I'm talking to 5-star about their finances, it's easy because they have kids, they have home, they have somebody they love, they have dependents. They already have finances on the top of their brain. I don't want to talk to the 19-year-old that lives in mom and dad's basements, okay? I have talked to them. They live in mom and dad's basements, that single that works 2 hours a week, has no responsibilities. I'm not going to get excited about talking about finances because they're probably not there. 4 stars, that's 80 to 90% success rate. Think about this, teammates. What if you had 10 appointments this next week? And what if all they were in the 4- and 5-star market? And you closed 8 or 9 out of those 10. How much more fun would you have in this business? How much more profitable would you be? How much more energy would you have week after week? A 3-star, you got a 50-50 shot. 2-star out of the market, 20%. And a 1-star is 5%. Now, I know some of you guys are saying, well, Todd, listen, there's always, you know, I've talked to 5-stars and it didn't go well. Well, listen, guys, there's always factors that influence these ratios, okay? One is credibility. We already talked about it. I don't care if they're a 10-star, no credibility. If they're lying to one another, they ain't going to tell you the truth. There's no credibility, right? Maturity. Teammates, how many people we know that are in their 40s and 50s and they're less mature than teenagers? You can't do nothing with them. So maturity is a big factor. What about common sense? How about those people that constantly spend money on things they know they can't afford, constantly get in debt, constantly struggle? Common sense says stop doing that. How about attitude and outlook? If somebody's got a negative attitude or outlook, or somebody's just decided that, man, I was born broke, I was raised broke, I'm just gonna be broke. Listen, you can't help them. How many of these people, I've had clients tell me, Aaron, you know, everybody in my family dies by the time they're 55. Why do I even want to get a plan? And why do I want to get insurance? And I'm like, well, first of all, what if you live past 55? Or if you feel like you're going to die at 55, you probably should get some insurance then. But their attitude is so negative, they don't get it. See, teammates, I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm saying. We want to help everybody, but you got to have your expectations line up with the type of people you're talking to, okay? I'm going to talk to the 19-year-old. I'm going to give him a shot. But I'm not going to go home and be all excited and wait for him to call me back because I feel like I'm really going to get something. You understand that? In my mind, I got a 5% shot. If he does something, great. That is an awesome, positive surprise. But I don't want to set myself up for negative surprises. I don't want to get excited about the two-star, about how I can help them with their finances, and then tell me no, and I get discouraged. There's always exceptions to the rule. Teammates, down at the bottom, read that. Successful businesses base their businesses on the rules, not the exceptions to the rules, okay? And in closing, I just want to give you guys a couple key points of staying in that right market. First is be intentional. You got to be intentional about the market that you're working in. Be open to helping everybody, but understand the possible outcomes of the market you're talking to. The next one, it's simple. Listen, if you're in the five-star market, stay there, okay? Todd, how do you stay there? Well, it's simple. Ask for referrals or introductions for others just like them. So if I'm talking to Aaron and his family, I'm gonna say, hey, Aaron, who else do you know that's married, your age, has children like you, has a home like you, has a job like you? Who else do you know? That's going to keep me in that market. If I'm not in a five-star market, some of you guys might say, man, Todd, how do I get in there? It makes sense, but how do I get there? Listen, it's simple. Ask people you know if they know people in that market. So if I'm talking to Aaron, you know, he looks young. He looks like he's 20, right? If Aaron's 20 years old and single, I'm going to ask Aaron, who do you know that's married? Who do you know that's like in their 30s? Who do you know that's got children, homeowner, maybe has a job? I'm going to ask Aaron about his parents because his parents probably are in the macho, right? His aunts and uncles probably are in the five-star. His friends. What about his friends' teachers, right? His friends' parents, mentors. So listen, teammates. Do yourselves a favor. The key to this business is having fun, but working in the right markets. So God bless you guys. I hope this helps you out. Kick it over to you, Aaron.
Awesome, Todd. Thank you so much. And stay on here with me for a second. As if you have any questions, you know, post them up there. We did get one question, and then there was one that was answered. But I'll get to those in a second. But you know, Todd, when I came into business, I was a client at 25. I was a recruit, I guess, at 26. Took 11 months to get licensed. And so using your acronym, MACHO, I was a MAO, married, 25, 26 with an occupation. And what I really liked, which I've never seen before in my 15 years of around Primerica, was those influencing factors. I liked that a lot. And so I like to think, you know, maturity. I was running my own construction business at 19 on roofs, getting quotes, selling $10,000, $15,000 roof jobs, you know, ever since I was 23. So I like to think I was mature enough in business, but you said something that really just sparked something. I was raised broke, but I didn't want to be broke. And I have a background in theology, biblical studies degree, 8 years of that, and people say, you know, why are you, you know, I just did what everyone told me I'd be good at. I didn't really ask myself, what did God want me to do? And I think it's to be an entrepreneur. But man, that was a driving force in Primerica. Was I saw an opportunity to not be broke forever. And so, you know, we go back to Art Williams. For those of you that have never got your hands on the book, Coach, I think Art Williams wrote a fantastic book about the history of the company. But Todd, you talked about making money. You got to make money to stay in this business so you can build this business. And so if you're, you know, so another way of looking at that, if you're part-time, that's why you keep your job. That's why you don't go full-time, because not making money here, going backwards and just really racking up debt, trying to figure, not to say that there's a breakdown in every illustration, but it's going to be hard to do this business while you're hurting and you're struggling. I think the best way to do it is when you got some jingle jangle in your pocket, right? You keep that job, while you learn how to make some money. And so while you're making, you save it up. Art Williams talked about saving that money all the time. And I really, really, took hold to that message. And so this is not a get wealthy quick opportunity, but it's not get wealthy slow either. And Art Williams, if you go and look at his book, he built his company with mostly married teachers, married professionals. That's how he exploded fast. That's who he talked to. He talked about who he wrote his letters to, right? And I know the company bonus system kind of messes all that story up because kind of focuses you to hit certain recruiting, and you can do huge recruiting numbers. But again, you know, the more you focus on quality, like Todd showed you, the better the business will be. And so someone I know asked about, where can we get these trainings? Whether your RVP is a member or not, everyone has access to all the trainings at salesteampro.net/training. Okay. You can share that with anyone and you can get access to that. Now, Minion Glenn, I don't know where Minion's from, but he had asked the question about any tips on recruiting, people who used to be with other insurance companies. All right. And man, that's a loaded question in some ways. Art Williams would say he wouldn't want to recruit anyone, but he did recruit people from the insurance industry. He was part-time 15 years. That's the part I think most people don't realize about Art. He was part-time for a lot of years before he launched Art Williams, the Art Williams company. But, you know, I think if we're talking about recruiting people who used to be, I think showcase the professionalism that we have here at STP. Show them the software, the CRM, the marketing tools that we have. I'll go back to join the team. I'd be getting someone on join the team so they can see all about how we do this online. Okay. And as Todd's talking about one and two, and you know, one pointers, he's really talking about your margin of a lot of folks, you know, especially if you come in. Todd talked about having young kids. I've got a 4 and a 6 year old now, a 12-year-old, and love coaching soccer. You know, margin of time. Where do you spend your time? And not just get caught in this vortex of running around like a chicken with your head cut off. I know Todd's done that. I know I've done that. Right? We're just trying to help you from doing it, because we can tell you not to do it, you'll still do it. But because you got to experience it sometimes to understand it. But now we've got these tools where it's like, okay, still talk to someone, but you know that you don't have to, if they're a 1 and 2 pointer and maybe they lack those influencing factors, well, you're not wasting time. You're not giving up a large chunk of margin of your time if you get them into an automated system. You could do the live on Mondays and Thursdays, or you can just shoot out, you know, some of the RVPs, we've done it where it could be on demand and you send them the link, and a motivated person, like Todd talked about those influencing factors, a motivated person will watch it. And then once they watch it and ask good questions, okay, there's not going to be an RVP at that point who isn't going to take 15 minutes of their time to answer, because they've done the necessary steps to say, okay, all right. That's how I view our system at STP. That's how I've learned how to gain back more of my time, so I can spend that time, that new time, that lost time I used to have, in the right markets, chasing down things that do that, getting people that you believe can get to RVP, get into credible markets faster. Right. A lot of times I don't see too many 21s and 22 year olds really move up the ranks to RVP very fast and make money very fast. Right. It usually takes some time. All right. Again, there's always a breakdown in that. You're always going to name one or two, but think about of the thousands and thousands of thousands. All right. And so utilize the tools that we have. I want to keep bringing that up because I would love to see our STP community really embrace these tools that we have there. So Todd, any comments to that as I go back and look at the chats here?
No, I mean, again, guys, you just got to understand the people that you're wanting to attract. And, you know, you said it, Art started talking to the macho market, but he kind of knew what type of people they were because he focused on teachers that were giving of themselves to others. So, you know, you don't choose a profession where you're giving if you're not a good person. I mean, I just don't think that, right? So when you're talking to people, talk to them, listen, like, what are they interested in? What are their hobbies? What do they care about? How are they talking about others? I mean, that can kind of give you a lot of key indicators on, you know, is this the right type of person I want to talk to? And again, Aaron said it perfectly, guys. It's always motivated people we're looking for. I'm broke, but I'm motivated to get unbroke. I don't make enough money in my career, but I'm motivated to look at a different opportunity, guys. So remember that. It's the motivated people we want to attract.
Yeah, absolutely. And so for those of you that are just raising your hand, Idris Ryan, Gail Bardwell, Kenise Hunter, Greg 2725, for those of you, I see your hands, but you got to type the question. We're not going to open it up to hear you ask your question. So you got to type it in and we'll go back later and I'll catch you there. But before I'm going to introduce Peter. So Todd, thank you so much for sharing that time. And I talk about the automated systems that we have. But guys, you could also share a video as well. There's LFIC videos. That's a great way to, you know, we can get the analytics on that. Hopefully your RVP uses that follow this link thing behind it. And then you can get feedback from it. If they've got more questions, that's what I typically do. If they're a 1 and 2 point, if they got more questions, get them in to join the team. If they do those two things, then I know, okay, because I'm going to teach them how to run a business mostly online, right? So those are important to me, all right? Can they do those things? And that's what goes, okay, fine, you're motivated. Let's have a conversation. I love these tools that we have. That's why I keep bringing those up. But so Todd, thank you again. Let's get up to Peter. I see Peter's on here tonight. He's up in Burlington. Actually, Providence, Ontario, Canada. And Peter started part-time in Primerica in 2016, right? So not even six full years yet. He was a police officer, all right, for 11 years before going full-time. And he went full-time in November of 2020. And so his rolling 12-month has just been moving and moving. He's up $250,000, over $250,000. No doubt he'll be at $300,000. I don't know, maybe by convention, he probably has that goal there. But his personal AUM, just because, you know, short time he's been here, personal AUM, $23 million, but last year did $12 million, doing $1 million a month. And his team size is, he's got four in the base shop with one RVP. All right. And here's the thing. You can have 100 in the base shop, but you can have four in the base shop and make $250,000, $300,000, $400,000 because Peter knows what he's doing, right? Peter's a pro in everything that he's doing. He knows how to make money. And, you know, I know he, he looks for people that wants to get securities license and make those more and make more money, but he doesn't need a big base shop to do it. All right. And so married for 8 years to Jessica. Peter's a lot like me. He married way, way, way up and way out of his league. Okay. And so he knows it. And I know it for myself as well. And he's got a three-year-old son, Levi, and has a great partnership in his business with Jessica. But Peter, happy to have you on tonight to add to our discussion.
Hey, thanks for having me on, buddy. I'm excited to go over some stuff tonight with the group. So, okay, I can't wait to have you down to Canada for a poutine. So I'm just going to share my screen here and get rocking. Okay. All right, and play from start. There we go. Okay, so we're talking about the macho market today. And so, you know, I truly believe that prospecting and getting in front of the right people is the most important skill in our business. And that, you know, our products and services, for the most part, if you're in the right market, they sell themselves. And so I think that a lot of times we don't spend enough time getting in front of people and in front of the right market that we do all this kind of weird stuff that really most of the time doesn't work. We're looking for that lottery ticket. And so I hope that, you know, tonight's presentation kind of give you some ideas of kind of how I built my business and, you know, kind of going forward, I'm kind of running the same play and kind of optimizing it with Sales Team Pro. And so, you know, just some of the things that I do, you know, I'm part of a B&I group. I know in the United States that you guys have that. And so the whole purpose of that group is to give referrals to other professionals and get referrals. And I believe that our business is a relationship business. And so I pour a lot of time into the close relationships that I have with other professionals. As an example, one of the real estate agents I meet with every week, he's worth, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. His next door neighbor is Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank. And so he gets me in front of people that are very wealthy and willing to kind of hear what I can do for them. And in exchange, I give him referrals for real estate transactions. So it's kind of a really nice thing. And so I build that through my business networking group, and without fail, I'm getting plenty of referrals every single month because people like and trust me, but it takes time to build those relationships. It's not a kind of a one-time meet and, you know, it's done. Sometimes it's taken about a year, year and a half. And so I believe that everyone in this group has to have their five to stay alive. I know Ian Prochner talks about that. And so having your kind of five outlets to kind of keep you in business and to really make your business flourish. And so you have to know, hey, what are my five outlets to stay alive in this business? And so I mentioned one of them for me is B&I, business networking. You can join a B&I group, or maybe you create a leadership group or a business group where you just meet with other professionals to discuss your business and build it together. But you know, when I was at convention, one of the funniest speeches ever, I think, was by Bobby Buisson. And he said, you have to talk to people. And he had the two googly eye things and, you know, did his talk. And I thought it was absolutely hilarious. But it was so genius because I think really when we assess what we do, you know, on a week-to-week or day-to-day basis, a lot of us aren't really talking to people. We're not having conversations with people and we're not building relationships. And so I think that by, you know, really kind of monitoring who you're talking to on a day-to-day basis, on a week-to-week basis. And, you know, with my guys in my base shop, I have them track that on a Google sheet and really about what their prospecting activity is. And what a lot of times I find is for people that are successful in my base shop, they're talking to lots of people and they're logging it. And for people that aren't, you know, they talk to people for a day and then quit. And so you really got to get out there and build relationships. I built my whole business definitely based off of seminars and webinars. And so prior to getting into Primerica, I was already doing financial presentations about how most other companies in the industry were completely terrible. And that was years before getting licensed in front of hundreds of people because I was so passionate about this topic because my parents got ripped off. And so I think that seminars and webinars, by providing valuable, you know, education and learning points and adding value to their situation is going to just be unbelievable for your business. And so, you know, each week I'm typically running a Zoom meeting where I'm having a lot of people tune in talking about some type of topic, whether it's budgeting, whether it's old age security, whether it's about investments, and we're having tons of people tune into that. And then also, I'm attending a church where I'm getting in front of 80 to 100 people to teach them different financial concepts, which has been already very fruitful this year, leading to a lot of money being rolled over. And so provide free education. I really do believe that we have all the goodies in Primerica. What we do is completely right. And that if we can get in front of people and just really educate them on their financial independence number, you know, and how to get there, they're just going to be kind of blown away by that and showing them, hey, how to pay less taxes in retirement. That's a big pain point for people. And so I really get excited about this stuff because really no one's doing it. You know, I did an appointment the other day with one of the elders from the church and, you know, had about $400,000 or $500,000. And I asked him, when's the last time you saw your advisor? He's like, well, it hasn't been years. I don't even know who it is. Am I supposed to see them? And so I really believe that our market's very underserved. One thing that I definitely did wrong kind of in my early stages of Primerica was when I do these group webinars or seminars, I highly recommend that you guys have sign-up sheets so that way you can capture their information, their phone number and email. So that way you can plug it into Sales Team Pro and follow up on those contacts. And so I have a list of contacts that, you know, kind of in my downtime, if I need to kind of get busier, that I'll get on there and start calling those people or start emailing them. And then actually Aaron Fisher and I were on the phone the other day for a very long time after I did one of these seminars. And, you know, having an incentive to complete the form is very key. And so one thing that you can do is a donation to that charity of choice. So for the church, I'm going to mention it in the next seminar that I do for them. You know, hey, for everyone that fills out the form, we're going to donate $10 to whatever charity you want, kind of thing. And we've been doing that for some of the hospitals that we serve in our local area. It's been very successful, but you have to get those names, emails, and phone numbers logged on those sign-up sheets or it's completely worthless. You just gave a lot of information and most people don't act on it. Once you get them on your Sales Team Pro, though, and you get them on email marketing, it's just crazy how many appointments that you're going to get. They don't forget that you took the time to present to them. So use your Sales Team Pro and update your database. So I'm very fortunate. My wife and I, we have a great partnership where she's really kind of running the play with marketing, creating these slides and doing great presentations. And so she's constantly adding people to Sales Team Pro campaign. As an example, you know, kind of middle of January, you couldn't book an appointment with me in February because my calendar was already full because people were self-booking themselves in from Sales Team Pro. I still can't believe it. It's unbelievable. So I tell my wife, you know, hey, I'll work the weekend. If it's a gimme and a layup, if it's for a few hundred grand rollover, we'll take it. I'll do that appointment. And so add everyone, you know what I mean? Get everyone in your Sales Team Pro. Get them getting those emails. You know, when we had that money masterclass, we had over 50 people attending and it was just unbelievable. And the feedback was so cool. And so just really adding value and always growing your list. It's amazing when people kind of get on that list. I know Roy talks about it a lot. Maybe they don't open a couple of emails and they open one and they open another later on and then they're interested. And so the lifetime value of an investment client and the recurring revenue that you get here in Canada, or if you guys are using managed accounts in the US, it's just unbelievable. And this market's so underserved. And workplace lunch and learn. So, you know, in Ontario right now, things are, you know, pretty locked down. So I'm excited to go to Florida tomorrow to Marlborough Island. But, you know, before COVID, I was doing a lot of work lunch and learns. And so pretty much, who doesn't want the, you know, their workplace to have some free lunch and, you know, get a free financial wellness workshop. And so the key to these is kind of knowing who the gatekeeper is or the business owner. And so a bit of background about myself, when I was a police officer, you know, I did 11 years. I worked in the homicide unit. I worked undercover in the drug gun and gang unit. And so, you know, I was doing some pretty wild stuff there. Yeah, like, you know, doing undercover drug buys and stuff like that. So I've taken a lot of my policing techniques and kind of applied it to my Primerica business. And so if you want to do, you know, work lunch and learns, is that you got to know who the gatekeeper is. It can't just be a cold referral. And so maybe one of your clients works at that workplace and you can kind of get your foot in the door that way. You can say, hey, how close are you with the owner? Oh, we're super close. Like he's like a brother to me. Okay, well, maybe that's going to get you in the door for a work lunch and learn. And, you know, you buy them lunch and you go talk about, you know, how to optimize their retirement game plan, which, you know, odds are they probably don't have one. Okay, so I've done presentations for literally thousands of people. I'm always trying to get in front of lots of people in one shot. Just makes my life easier. And when I ask everyone, hey, does anyone know how much money they need to have saved in order to one day not have to work? I've never had a hand go up. And so our business is really just about, like I said, Bobby Wiesent, talking to people. And so, you know, I talk to OAS and CPP, that's like our Social Security. I talk a lot about that. I've done a lot of research on that. And statistically, that's something that people want to know more about and how it works. And, you know, I always lead with value. And so I when I do appointments, I try to tell my clients, hey, I'm going to provide so much value to you that's going to not make sense for you to want to work with me. And so I really do believe that. I think our business is very easy. And so, you know, I always provide that complimentary F&A. But then when I come back with it, it's just unbelievable that they're going to want to work with me because it just makes sense. And so seek and harness your macho outlets. And so me personally, so I've really built my business, as I mentioned, doing group presentations. I find it's a lot easier when you can get in front of 50, 100, 150, 3,000 people with Zoom to build your business. And so, you know, one of the major cities near me is Hamilton Health Sciences. They have something like 10,000 employees. And I'm constantly in their organization doing financial wellness workshops. I have one coming up next week. And so as I mentioned, I was a cop and for 11 years, and cops trust cops. And so naturally I started doing retirement webinars for people nearing retirement or wanting to know how their pension worked. And that's been great for lead generation. And fortunately, you know, my background is Christian. So a lot of times I've had a lot of people say, hey, you should do your how many works things in our church. And so they're an elder in the church. They asked us to come, and now we're in front of hundreds of people most weeks. And so it's really kind of just building that business, building that network, and getting in front of lots of people and adding value to their situation. So whatever you're presenting to them, it's got to really kind of stir them up to say, hey, yeah, I'd like to pay less taxes in a retirement. Hey, yeah, we don't have a plan yet. Maybe that's a good idea that we have one. And so I'm really trying to just add value, get in front of those people. And referral partners. And so in Canada, we don't have the mortgage license, like I believe in the US that you do. And so in my B&I group, I'm very, very, very close with the mortgage broker. And so I've built such a deep relationship with that mortgage broker that I've gotten a lot of referrals for life insurance because I hold the life insurance seat. And now I'm about to kind of strike a relationship with the head of the mortgage brokers where I'm going to be their go-to guy. So every time a mortgage closes, I'm going to be able to contact that client to get them on term life insurance rather than mortgage life insurance. And so they do about $30 million a month in mortgages. And the head of that mortgage brokerage is Grant Cardone's kind of go-to mortgage person in Canada. So very, very, very popular. And really it's just adding value. And so I know that that's going to be an exciting kind of referral partner for myself. I'm hoping that just off that, I'll be able to run 5 to 10,000 personal premium a month just by contacting all these mortgages that are kind of pumping through. And, you know, I heard this one on an old call from a SoundCloud, but really, if you want to really build your business, I know Josh Mock talked a lot about it, but if you just take people up for breakfast for 5 days a week, 3 days a week, 1 day a week, doesn't really matter what it is, and kind of get in there early, take them up for bacon and eggs. That's my breakfast every morning. It's delicious. And it's just unbelievable when you just take people and you just want to, you know, ask them how everything's going, find out what's going on in their life. And you gain that trust. And then naturally they're going to ask you questions about kind of what's going on. And so I love having those conversations. I'm never pushy at all. I don't mention like, hey, we need to get together so I can run your F&A or stuff like that. It's quite the opposite, to be frank. And so I just love having good conversations with people that generally they'll say, oh, well, what are you up to? I'm super busy right now with RRSP season in Canada. Just, you know, everyone's putting money into the RRSPs. And so I've become the master at DocuSign. And they're like, oh, you do RRSPs, great. And that can lead to a further conversation. And so, you know, Aaron mentioned that I have a three-year-old son and I live in a neighborhood where there's tons and tons and tons of kids. And so, you know, when the weather's nice right now, it's not, there's lots of snow here. Can't wait to go to Florida tomorrow. When we go to the park and there's lots of other parents and I go with my son, you know, we strike up conversations. And so, it's really great to kind of, with the macho market, obviously if they're there with their kids, that means their parents, hopefully married, job and such, and being active in your community. And so we enroll our son in, you know, sports ball and basketball stuff. And, you know, just it leads to great conversations with people. And, you know, we try to plug them into our webinars, get them educated so they can like and trust us, and then eventually become clients. And, you know, I just want to thank this Sales Team Pro group. It's just a bunch of leaders here that are, I think, doing the business just so right. It's just so refreshing. And, you know, I was so happy that at the Sales Team Pro conference, I bumped into Aaron. And ever since then, we've been talking lots and masterminding things. And, you know, I think we have something special here. But I'm going to leave that at that, and I'll throw it back to you, Aaron.
Awesome. Great job, Peter. And for those of you that have any questions for Peter, we were answering some that are getting thrown up there. Some we answer privately, some we're answering to everybody where that makes sense. And so if you have any questions for Peter and I, you know, there was so much to type it in. Don't raise your hand. Type it in the chat line so we can see that and bring that up. But, you know, one of the things that Peter brought up was, sorry about that. We were talking about Ian Pruckner, P-R-U-K-N-E-R. He has a lot of material on YouTube, a lot of training material. I think he doesn't have a class called Five to Stay Alive, but I think it's in his like 501 class, How to Get a Lot of Names. And he said, you know, if you really want to get good at marketing, you know, you've got to have five to stay alive. And so, you know, I truly believe that we've got certain fundamentals in our business. Hector Lamarck talks about all these different fundamentals. And I believe, you know, it is marketing. You got to learn how to present. You got to know your products. You got to learn how to close. And I think you got to develop some confidence and some leadership, right? Which is going to only happen from just, you know, whether it's reading books and just getting out there. You know, Kristen, I told Kristen this statement, you know, the only way you can, you can get hit by a bus, right? Peter talked about, hey, my calendar's all booked in February, but he told Jessica, I'll meet with somebody if they got 200,000-400,000 to roll over on the weekend, right? For some folks, that's getting, you know, hit by a bus, right? Not a little $50 a month pack, not a little Yugo. That's a bus, right? And the only way you can get hit by a bus is to play in traffic. And he gave lots of different things that he's doing to go play in traffic, to go network. You know, he talked about work seminars. He's talked about church seminars. He's talked about networking, getting out there in the park and meeting people. What is your five to stay alive? If you're a full-timer, you need to be able to name five, right? If you're a part-timer, you got to at least have probably one or two, right? You got to get something going. You know, for me, it's coaching 12-year-old travel soccer. It's playing on a softball team at church and building relationships at church. We have a small little city that does mixers every single month. You don't have to be a part of the big city chamber of commerce, but they offer free mixers. And I go so I can get the business cards of other business owners so that we can talk about, you know, grabbing, you know, eggs and bacon. That's my go-to breakfast as well. And grabbing a cup of coffee. Hey, you know, I come across, you know, several families in a week where we help them with their finances, and they might be, I'm always looking to network, and I love to learn more about your business and how you operate so I could potentially be a great referral partner for you. I don't talk about me. I talk about how I can refer them to their business. That's a super easy way to get, you know, 10, 15 minutes, build that relationship. And if you're consistent, you know, to a networking event, not that you have to go and try to sell the crowd and try to make a sale or a recruit, but you're just building those relationships. Someone had asked Peter in the group chat about how money works for kids. Yeah, great seminar, right? Maybe you drop your kid at a daycare, or you've got several daycares around. You know, call up, you know, if you're, I think you should probably be securities licensed to do that, investment license, but you can get a brochure about educational savings, or call up your investment provider that you like to use. They all have 529 pieces. They'll give them to you for free. You know, you put your information, you just ask to put them out there on the front, right? Maybe you put a raffle together, whatever you got to do to get creative. Now that we have this great tool STP, we have a way to take those names and numbers. Peter talked about, man, I wish I would have had a sign up sheet. Why? Because he's thinking now about drip campaigns, right? You can put every campaign in there. And every time I do something, I go and I build a custom list, right? Peter went out and he did a church seminar and 20 people put their name on a list to be followed up on. Then he hands it to Jessica. Then Jessica goes in the STP, types in those names, but she probably builds a custom list and said it was, you know, Cornerstone, the Restored Church, right? And those 20 names go in there and they figure out, well, how can I market to these folks over time so they're not forgotten about, right? And so, don't ask, well, which campaigns do you use? No, you got to get into the campaign section and just get creative with your mind and think about how you'd want to be treated and get them on the, get them on holiday campaigns. That's super easy. And so I think networking is important. Getting out there, because they've led to me, you know, Peter, I like to do 401ks, right? And I've done some training about a year ago on 401ks and got three more. I got one that goes live tomorrow and another one next week. And I got two more in the hopper. And those all come from network. I do not cold call for those. I don't mail letters out. I just build relationships with people that either can get, that have influence, that can get me to their boss, who are the decision makers, or, you know, I just stay in touch and and they know what I do. All right. And so, but the 401k business, you know, even if it's a startup and it has 15 employees, in a startup, just know that, 1% compensation to zero, one times zero is zero, right? That's why I say there's not a lot of money in it in the front end. If there's no money in the account, can't make any money, right? But you got to think about the ancillary business. Now I go, wow, I want to open more and more because it's an easy way to get more names and numbers, and it's ancillary business comes from it. You know, two 401k plans I run, the business owners have called me up and they said, hey, look at our finances. And they each had, one was T. Rowe Price had 800,000. Another one had 700,000. An employee who I helped, you know, kind of set them up with the plan said, hey, I'm selling the family beach house for 700,000. I got 200,000 in taxes. I got another $500,000. What can you help me do with? I mean, this all has happened in the last probably couple days, right? Just from, you know, getting in front of people and doing those things. Those are all in the right market, you know, whether it's, Todd talks about 5-point market, but again, if it's a huge trade, don't care if it's an Acho, Macho, anything, there could be any letter, right? But if they got a check, we're going to definitely help them with that. But seminars have been huge for me. Church seminars are a big thing for me. Lunch and learns, right? You know, if they run a manager's meeting, can you get 15 minutes? You don't have to do a whole how money works presentation. You can give them a copy of one, right? Invest 80 cents or a dollar, or send them a PDF if you want to. But you just cover one little component, one little aspect, you know, of whatever part of the finance. Like when I usually speak, I just talk about the basics of the financial house. You got to have and I usually whiteboard it, a foundation, some walls, that's the budget, right? And then you've got a couple floors in there. You got to, you know, build emergency fund, get out of debt, plan for retirement, right? And I always talk about their beneficiaries and having a good will. And then having a plan, you know, and asking if they know their financial independence number. And you can do that in 12, 15 minutes, create enough interest, get a piece of paper that you can invite them to talk to you more. You go on your STP, you build a custom list, and then you send them your scheduling link, right? And you say something like, you know, it was great meeting you. Maybe you send them how money works there as well, but you send your scheduling link. You know, one of the things I noticed when Peter and Annie and Todd emailed me some information before this call, I looked at the bottom of their emails. They all have scheduling links, right? And so they make it very, very easy for someone who wants to meet them to meet them. And so great job, Peter. Everything that you said tonight, I can definitely validate, saying that's exactly what I've done. That's what I've been doing. I enjoy it. I know it works. It's all what you gave us today was all great daytime activity for those that want to go full time and say, well, what do I do all day long? Well, Peter gave you lots and lots of tips of what you could be doing to stir the pot up and create things. And so sometimes it's not always a yes, but the relationship has to continue to mature and be built up, and it turns into a yes, or it turns into a, hey, Peter, you do this, right? Yes, I do that, right? Because he's always always in front of them. Let me check. Peter, is there anything you want to add to what you said tonight? Maybe they popped in your head from what I just discussed. Maybe you missed something. You want to bring something up?
No, I just think, getting in front of lots of people is key. And I think that if you're going through a slow time, you just got to look back in the last week of
good,
how many people you got in front of.
That's right. And guys, fill it. Someone said, fill the pipeline. That is so true. It's a great illustration. You know, just when you start putting things in that pipe, you know, it doesn't trickle. It doesn't explode out right away. Right. But eventually a drip comes out, and then multiple drips, and then a steady stream. And then, you know, that's like Peter. I mean, that's unbelievable. You know, full February. You can't see Peter till March. That's how he's got 12 million AUM. Right. That's how he's building his assets under management. His income's flying, you know, and he's got a schedule full of appointments. So he's definitely qualified to be talking about how to get on lots and lots and lots of appointments. So great job, Peter. Appreciate you, buddy. And enjoy the warm weather tomorrow down there at Marco. So that brings us over now to sunny California. We've got Annie Riveron, right? Hopefully I said Riveron. All right, good. She's shaking her head. Yes. And so Annie's got a great story. She was one of the speakers at our investing masterclass, talked all about chickens, right? We talk about the chicken story there. Peter was also in the masterclass, but she comes to STP with 25 years of experience here. And she has a store similar like me, always was in business. You know, before Primerica, she had a landscaping business, sold that so she could come into Primerica full time. Annie, I sold the roofing business. So I went part-time, sold business, day one, full-time RVP. That's what I did. And Annie comes from Cuba, right? And so those of you that know your history, right, she came here to the land of opportunity, right? Okay. And so Primerica, United States, the streets are paved of gold. Right. And so you can be whatever you want to be if you hustle and you work hard. Right. And I know she's excited to share with us what she's learning, what she continues to learn. She's a student of this business, even 25 years into this, always learning. And she's going to give us some more ideas of how to stay and get into that macho market. Go ahead, Annie.
Hi, Aaron. That's right. All right. Wow. That was a good training today. A lot of you that are watching us, you're probably saying, how am I going to do this? How am I going to work in the Marshall market if you're not already doing it, right? But I got to remind you that you got to be bad before you can be good, you know? But if you're in the journey, you're going to get there, okay? So I remember when I first learned about this business, first of all, I said yes to my agent as far as working with us because, you know, I even said to him, you know, hey, I just might say yes so I can see how things are, you know, from the back, right? And, but I was looking for this business. I was looking for something that could show me about finances because I had nowhere to go. And I had been in business for 9 years already in the landscaping business, and nobody would help us. It was like, you figure it out on your own, right? So when I went to a woman in business seminar that I got invited by my agent, you know, I used to go to any seminars, like even juicing seminars, anything, right? I like to learn. And so when I went there and I saw, so many people there and I saw an opportunity for me to take off, you know? And so when I got back, you know, I was like, I'm doing this. I don't know what they're doing, but I'm doing it. I don't care what they do. I'm going to do it, you know? And so, I couldn't explain it really, but I knew I was going to do it, right? So right away, you know, it was a Thursday, and on Wednesday, I was already in class. I didn't know what I was doing in class. I just showed up and there I am, right? It was 52 hours, the whole week. I took the whole week off. I just went and did it, right? And about 3 months into the business, you know, or a little bit before, you know, I decided to sell the business that I was, you know, the landscaping business, and jump in full time. And everybody tried to stop me, all my RVPs, my trainers, everybody. It's like, are you crazy? This, you don't know how to do this. Oh, yes, I can do this. I can do this, right? So we had about 300 clients in the landscaping business. So we had commercial and residential and all that. We would, you know, do their landscape and then maintain it and do maintenance on their garden, right? And so I thought, I got this, you know, I'm just going to like hit the phone, going to call my clients, you know, and they're all going to say yes, because they know me. And I started making calls, you know, right after I sold the business. And I think I might have made like 3 or 4 calls, but to me, it felt like I called the whole list, right? And it was like, oh my gosh, nobody's saying yes. What am I going to do? I sold the business. I have no income coming in now, right? And it's like, oh boy, I'm not going to get a job, right? Because that's not for me, right? So I got an idea, you know, and that goes a lot, you know, when you're asking the right questions to your subconscious, you get the right answers, right? If I would have said, why me? Why me? I would have gotten some other answers, right? But I said, how do I do this? What do I do? What do I do? I can't go get a job, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, right? So I got this idea. Well, I'm a business owner. I didn't know about the Rule 72. I didn't know about, you know, compound interest. I didn't know about IRAs. I didn't know about nothing, right? So I'm going to go talk to business owners. And so I got the idea to go to the city hall and ask for a list of the business owners in the city. I had just paid my license or whatever. And it was like, oh yeah, that's it. That's it. That's what I got to do, you know? And so I went there and I got a book this big, and it was exciting to me. It's like, oh my goodness, this is it, you know? And so I would go from 9 a.m. to noon. I would visit 4 business owners and introduce myself. And I came up with a questionnaire, a 10-minute questionnaire, to kind of like get them interested. And then I would, you know, I would say, you know, I'm here with the city and, you know, I'm working along with them. And what we're doing is we're educating the business owners so that we can, you know, make sure that you retire with money and no debt. Do you have a few minutes? I just have a questionnaire. That's it, you know? And then it's like, you know, some people were like, oh, we're busy right now. So I learned the good hours to show up to different businesses, like restaurants and bakeries are 11 and 2, you know? And I learned a lot. And it took me 3 weeks to really see any results. So anytime that you start a project like that, just know it's going to take you 3 weeks, okay, 21 days. But after that, oh my goodness, my first month, I closed 38 families, you know. And, you know, it was funny because I went up to my RVP and I'm like, you're proud of me? I bet you're proud of me, huh? And he goes, Annie, you're a liability. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm closing, you know, and I was closing anybody and anything that would say yes to me. And I would make sure I wouldn't leave until I get them to get the life insurance, right? Because I was used to a lot of money coming in and there was no money coming in. And there I am, right? So I was writing all kinds of business that was bad, right? Like no macho market. So, oh, I learned fast. My QBI was like, what, right? The first month I closed 38, the next month I needed to go back and deliver 38 policies. And it was like, but at the same time, I needed to get some new business. So it was crazy. So that's when I had to start recruiting, right? So, you know, don't be so hard on yourself. You're going to learn this. You're going to learn, but you have to learn by being bad and then you're going to be really good. Okay, so just giving you some hope, okay? All right, you know, it doesn't make sense to put yourself down because it's a numbers game, okay? It's a business that if you call enough people, you will get enough results, okay? But it helps if you work with people that work with other people that are in your market, right? So I'm gonna quickly share with you something here. And before, let me see, Let me get up here. Are you guys there? All right. Okay. So we want to focus on the present because, you know, the number one thing that people do in this business that are not succeeding, they put themselves down. And that's the worst thing that you can do. You know, you don't put yourself down. Okay. You find a way to focus on what you want and not on what you don't want. Okay. Because you have the courage to start a business and most people don't. Okay. So don't do that. All right. Now, look, let's see. This works. I gotta make sure. Okay. All right. Look, you gotta get this book. Okay. Think and Grow Rich. You have to know what it is that you want. That's for sure. Okay. And when we're talking about our clients, don't just go out there and figure it out, right? No, make a list of your ideal clients. Who do you want to service? Who do you want to attract into your list of clients, right? Like there's this book, by John Assaraf, and I don't know if you could say it, but Answer. The Answer is an awesome book because it teaches you how to identify your clients and how to get yourself in line with those clients, you know? Like for instance, if you start working with tax people, right? People that service families, you're gonna get macho markets, okay? If you start working with people that, you know, are in other businesses that also go and electricity, you know, that they go do work at people's homes, you know, they know families, right? So start looking into your list, right? And see who works with other families, right? And that's who you want to prospect to, okay? So, you know, you need to know what you want, right? So here's the next thing, okay? Let's see. Okay, there. All right. Okay, so again, I know we covered this, the macho market, right? But you know what? It's like I was not a macho market when I first came in. I was 24. I was married, no kids, no home, just an incredible drive, you know? Because I came here, my parents brought me from Cuba to be somebody, okay? Not to be broke. And that's just how it is, right? So no matter what life throws on me, I will get up. I will get up because I compare sometimes and I take a look at the people in Cuba and it's like, oh my goodness, that could be me, you know? But no, it's not me. I'm here, okay? So I'm gonna make the most out of anything, right? So, you know, business owners, I know that business owners need us. You got to work with business owners, okay? You know, people that are in their 50s, even if they're not in the macho market, go work with people in their 50s. They really need us, okay? And they want us, okay? People that are getting ready to roll over their money, of course, right? But these are the people that really need us, right? So what we want to do is we want to like focus on their... Okay, we want to focus on what the winners do. The winners, people that are constantly closing, they usually are working with the right market, okay? So don't be a liability, be an asset, right? Like you got to work with the right market, okay? Fine that you have like a person here and there that is not in the right market, but if you're constantly in the wrong market, believe me, your quality of business index will suffer and you could get terminated. I want you to know that, okay? Primerica does not want somebody that is constantly working with the wrong market. It doesn't make sense, okay? So we want to make sure and focus on five pointers, okay? If you can't focus on five pointers, at least 3, 4, 5, right? But not, you know, don't seek out 1 and 2s, right? You want to be looking for, and I'm not saying married and age and, you know, go look for people who have kids, go look for people who need what we do, right? Okay, so they're going to give you referrals. They're going to, you know, you're going to get paid. I'll show you, okay? Your quality of business will be much better. You know, I learned how to get my quality of business to 80s, but at one time it was like, oh, my contract was going backwards. You know, I learned the hard way, right? But I learned. And so that's what you need to do. You need to learn, fix the situation and move forward, not quit, right? You know, make it fun. It's a fun business when you're working with the right business, you know. Working the business owners, again, there's so much to do there. They need us so bad, right? So you want to have a list, right? But remember, the first thing is to build the list of possible life, possible recruits, right? Possible investments, make that list, okay? But also, you know, that list of people that work with people, right? And that's who you want to be prospecting to, okay? Like Roy always says, you know, recruit people that can pass a test, right? Well, you know, prospect to families, prospect to people that need what we have, okay? So that's the system. So you want to build a list, you want to qualify, meaning the macho, and you want to contact them immediately, right? You don't want to be that person that is like thinking, should I contact them or not? No, you just do it, okay? If they don't want anything, they will tell you, okay? Just move on to the next person in the list, right? Or just throw them in SDP and start sending them stuff until they either, you know, go, right? So, you know, it's a system, you know, don't get discouraged. We have a lot of, you know, things that can help you, okay? But look, this is our market, guys, you know, like, look at that family right there on the top, right? This is a family that is paying $4,000 a month, okay? If that guy goes, how in the world is she gonna pay $4,000 making $2,500, okay? So one of the things that you need to learn is, don't think about yourself, think about them. You know, it's like whenever you're so shy, like I was, you know, to talk to people, it's like, stop thinking about yourself. It doesn't matter what they're going to think of you. It matters that if they die, those kids are going to be okay, right? Okay, look at the bottom. You know, that's a typical family right there, right? So we want to work with our market. Now, why do you want to do that? Let's talk finances. Let's talk profit. Let's talk business, right? Look it. We do all these services. Everything here, we do it, right? Now, how are you going to open a college fund for a couple that doesn't have kids? Right? I don't know, right? How are you going to, you know, do a rollover on an 18-year-old, right, that just started working? Or how are you going to, you know what I'm saying? You know, our macho market is a market that needs everything we do. Okay. So it makes sense. You know, think like a business person, right? Look at, there's $12 trillion in the banks. Who do you think is most likely to have money in the bank that we can roll over? Who do you think, right? A young 18-year-old or a 50 and older, right? So think about this. So, you know, two types of people, right? The doers and the thinkers. You're probably thinking, oh, Annie, but you know, it's like, you're only focusing on macho. No. It's not the rule. It's there are exceptions, okay? Like, you know, like it was told today, we want to find people with drive, people that need it, people that want it, people that are happy to work with us, okay? But if you're in control of prospecting, okay, you seek out the macho market. You don't seek out the single market or you know, unless you're going after their parents, but it's like a waste of time. Go straight to their parents, you know, or their grandparents, right? You know, just be doers. Check this out, okay? Here is a quick quote, okay? This is a single person in their 40s, 45, okay? Believe me, there are people that are 45 and single, right? Okay. All right. So what's the problem with this? Okay. Well, this person doesn't have any kids. Okay. They just want to have life insurance. How about that? Okay. So there's a QBI risk right there. You know, if the first thing that happens to them, guess what? They're going to cancel their policy. Okay. It is not, it's kind of like a luxury to them, right? You know, you get paid less. Watch this. Okay. Look, this is how much you would get paid in a policy of 45-year-old. Okay. And most likely it's going to charge back and you're going to be a liability. Do you want to be a liability? It doesn't matter how many cases you close if half of them are like going out, right? And you're causing your office to go down on the KPI because what you do affects the office, affects the RVP's QBI, right? So yeah, I did 38, but if, you know, 15 of them fell off, it was like, you know, right, what a mess, right? So, you know, we don't want to do that. This is something that I fix really fast, okay? So now let's talk about a couple. Here's a couple, right? All right, so we're talking $247 for the couple, Okay, so look, 50,000 on each kid, up to 12 kids we can have in there for one amount, right? For $33, we can insure 12 kids. How about that, right? You know, they understand that it's for the family. So $247, they know it's like, oh, it's all of us. It's not just me, right? So it's not going to be like, oh, 240. No, no, no. It's like nowadays, this is the norm, okay? So we're talking about, you know, 550,000 in coverage, assuming they only have one kid, right? But look at this. Look at how much you're making. Tell me, do you want to spend an hour or two with a single person that is going to cancel your policy? Or do you want to have a for sure business, you know, that is going to refer you to other business owners or other referrals like them? You know, you need to get in line with people that are in the macho market. If you're not there yet, okay, don't get discouraged, but go prospect to families. Okay, you're in control of that. If somebody calls you and they say, you know, hey, I want life insurance, I'm a single person, but I know it's important, you know, you're not in control of that, right? So you're going to help them out and hope for the best, right? Of course, you're going to qualify them. But, you know, when you're in control, when you're making the calls, when you're qualifying them, you're going to work in the right market. You just make it a law. I'm going to work in the right market. This is my ideal clients. And I make a list of it at least a couple of times a week in my journal. These are my ideal clients. This is my request, okay? I don't want people that are not ideal clients. I don't want troublemakers. I don't want people that are not friendly and not grateful, right? I want people that want it and that can refer me to others and that can afford it, right? Okay, so be have that intention. Who is it that you want to work with? It's your business, right? Okay, so this is for my Hispanic people. You know, it's like we can work in the right market too, okay, for sure, right? The Hispanic market is incredible. You need to work the Hispanic market because, you know, any family has a lot of brothers and sisters and uncles, and it's amazing, right? So, you know, in the business community, the Hispanic community needs help, okay? And we are hardworking people. Okay, we don't mess around, all right? So when you find a Hispanic that wants to win, there is no stopping us. It doesn't matter how hard it gets, especially an immigrant. An immigrant knows that they're here for a reason. They're not here to mess around, right? So, you know, I want to share with you one more thing before I turn this over, okay? Let me share this. Just so that you don't put yourself down and you know, like, I'll never be able to do this. No, it's not true. You will. Okay. Check this out. Okay. I'm going to share with you my iPad. Hopefully it works. If it doesn't work, I'll tell you. I think did I? Sorry. Give me a second. This is worth it. Okay. So with my team, we did an exercise. Sorry, guys. Here it is. Okay, there it is. Okay. All right. We did an exercise where we were breaking down things, you know, and, you know, this is a numbers game. Okay. Don't get yourself down. Control your business. Go prospect to the right market. Okay. But look, if it's a money thing, okay, the average family, they used to be, okay, that when you work with people in their 30s and 40s, their policy will be about $84. Okay, so $84 times 12 months, okay, you're looking at about $1,000 in premium, okay? So if you are a district leader at 50%, right, that means that you're gonna make, you know, $500 on a life that is $84 a month, right? Okay, if you're an IVP where you should be, IVP is the place to be, okay? You're gonna get paid 110% plus bonuses, that could be 130, okay? So that's really awesome, you wanna be there, okay? So this is how much you would make if you're an RVP, right? So just figure it out this way. If you need to make $2,500, well, you need to find five families that pay $84, okay? Now think about this, you're gonna go see a single person. How much coverage do you need to give them so it's $84? And a single person, $84, it's a lot, right? But a couple, $84, oh yeah, that's cheap. Yeah, I'll get it. Yeah, oh, is that it? right? So I'd rather work on the, is that it? Then, oh boy, $84, how am I going to do that, you know, right? Okay, so remember, it, just as a rule of thumb, it's about a dollar and some pennies per thousand. Okay, so if you're going to see people in their 20s, their policy is going to be in their 20s, you know, maybe 30s, right? If you're going to see somebody in their 40s, you're looking at about 40s, 43, 45, right, per person, right? So if that's the case and you want to make $5,000, okay, well, go help 10 families. You're in control, okay? And if you want to do 20 cases, you're going to make $10,000, which is what I was making when I finally recruited my brother after 6 years, right? So, you know, who do you know that knows your market? That's the key question, right? That is it. So this has been a really, really good training. And this is something that I use in my orientation a lot with my new recruits, because I don't want them to take me to the wrong market. It's a waste of time. And time is something that we don't have a lot of, right? So what we want to do is we want to prepare you so that you win, so that you make it. So you stay 25 years in business excited still, right? So, you know, it takes working in the right market. If you're constantly getting chargebacks and you're constantly, you know, the company is sending you letters, we're about to terminate you because, you know, bad business or pay, right? You're going to quit. You're going to get burned out. You're not going to be excited, right? But if you're constantly, you know, getting like, you know, referrals and you're constantly getting happy clients and you're, you know, you see clients that you're doing renewals on their policy, that's a fun business. So there is a hard Primerica and there is an easy Primerica. That's what we're trying to show you. Get on the easy side, okay? All right. So let me turn it over to Aaron. I think I took the whole time, huh?
No, excellent job, Annie. And you have a fan club who loves your energy. So inspiring the ladies of STP. Thank you, Annie, so much. And so I love the fact, don't be hard on yourself. That's so important to tell yourself. You know, it's everyone's got, you know, their own stories and everyone's got struggles, whether it's personal things going on, but sometimes it's just business is one up here, guys. It's one up here. You know, it's what you allow to get in between your ears, okay? And you definitely have got to work on thinking. That is for sure. And so Think and Grow Rich, that was a great book there to post for us. And so I'm so glad I was writing notes going, Annie was showing us that district money. I said, I hope people are looking at that RVP money. Right. And so that should always inspire our aspired people as well. If you're going to do the same work, if you're going to be at that 5-point market at the kitchen table, why be on a 50% contract when 110 plus bonus is available? And so, you know, so Todd, you know, he opened this up, taking shots in the paint, nice and close, you know, in the basketball paint, closer to the basket, the better. Pete lobbed a ton of ideas how you can, you know, get out there and stir things up and create more activity for yourself. And then, you know, Annie was a great, she gave us a great reminder of what it looks like when you stir it up in the right market, what the results look like on the scoreboard. But at the end of the day, you know, she's looking at the quality of her business, right? And it's so important. I think that is just a great reminder. And so a lot of times it's not talked enough. And I'm glad that you brought that up tonight, Annie. And so wonderful job. Thank you so much, Todd and Peter and Annie, for what you guys did tonight and you prepared. Let me check the box one more time. And so I don't see any questions there. But hey, we went back to the basics tonight, guys. And we really talked about, you know, marketing. And so I think when my thing went out, I was talking about those five fundamentals. And I think marketing yourself is that aha moment in your business. You can get licensed because you can control that, right? You can learn your presentations. You can control that. You can learn your products because you can control that, right? That's you putting in the time. There was no rejection in any of those things. Yes, the computer screen can reject you and say you fail. That's okay. You go back in there and tell it to pass, right? And so, but you control all that, right? Leadership is going to take a little bit of time, right? That development, that thinking, right? And I feel like marketing, you know, especially for me, roofer with a theology degree, kind of like marketing was, you know, other than going out and meeting some people, but all these things that even Peter talked about, when I got confident in that area, then I knew I was unstoppable. Then I knew I was never going to have to worry about making money ever again. I knew that the money was going to find me. And I believe that when that aha moment comes in your career, and Andy said it, don't be hard on yourself, right? Don't take forever either, okay? Right? And but every time I read Aesop's Fable, right, when I used to read it to my little girl, that the tortoise always wins, all right? Don't stop. Keep moving forward. If you're a tortoise, keep moving forward. But I know when that light bulb of just, I know I can market myself. I know I can network. Some folks are asking, well, I don't know what to say. I don't know the words. Someone recommended go to Toastmasters. Well, what's Toastmasters? Well, first of all, you can learn to Google things, right? Then someone Googled it. Toastmasters is just a great way to go and get confidence where other people are teaching you how to speak, you know, even just speaking here tonight. You know, listening to Annie speak and Peter speak and Todd, you know, even myself, you know, we've been doing it for a long time. And so you should have probably heard all of us speak the first time. It was terrible, right? But over time, you get better at things, okay? And I know that light bulb moment, when it hits, man, it's over. It's over. It's just how much do you want to make at that point? All the speakers, if they had PowerPoints tonight, they'll get them over to Kristen. Kristen will make sure it's tagged to our training here tonight. Again, our next real meeting, STP, whoever our MC is, Monday night is live, that join the team and intro to money. We've got those live. Then we got Roy every Tuesday, you know, 11:30 Eastern Standard Time, which, you know, Pacific time, I think it's, what are you guys on that, 8:30? You know, you get catch them in the morning. I mean, Roy's a marketing genius, and it's recorded. So if you've got your job, don't worry, it's recorded, it's there. And then just pay attention to when those special Saturday trainings are out there, and then we'll be back on it on Sunday. So thanks for your commitment. Thanks, speakers. Thanks for all you that were on tonight. We'll wrap it up with that, and it's back to you, Kristen.
Everybody did an amazing job tonight. And yeah, you announced everything for the week. And then don't forget kickoff on Saturday. So everybody have a great night.